You're listening to DraftKings Network.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
A lot of complaints coming in from all over Stugatz. Just generally, people seem to be complaining more, and they are not happy with the way this show treats the beloved Ron McGill. And someone writes in, I hated this segment's opening. I get what you guys do, but it's just dickish the way that you treat Ron McGill.
You don't get the show.
I want to update the tournament here because we've gotten away from our looks like tournament. And I don't think, I'm not sure, but have we for sure updated this correctly? Because I think there are a lot of looks like in this tournament that people have not heard, that we have not played these offerings as often as we usually do. And most of them have only been played one time. So Kansas State is gone from the tournament from the Saturday game. And that means one of the weakest top seeds that I've ever seen in the tournament is gone from the tournament, thankfully.
Chris Whittingham looks like his favorite dinosaur is the thesaurus.
But FAU is...
It's not a dinosaur, Dan.
That's the joke, yes. Yeah. It's just...
You get it?
Yeah, that's the...
Because he's a nerd.
That's, yeah, that's the...
Loser.
That's the joke.
Hope to never see him again.
He likes words.
Yes, those two are competing for the executive producer job here.
My God!
He'll be here tomorrow, Chris Whittingham. He
what?
I don't
how?
Know.
Really?
He wants
wow.
his job
wow.
back.
He's
wants
the worst quitting
days.
I've ever it seen.
Is. It's the same. I thought Mike Ryan gave up the executive producer job. We can't get rid of anybody. Everybody. I don't understand what we're doing here. Pablo Torre wanting in surprised me.
It's gone that bad for Chris Cody today?
Whoa! Wow.
I didn't think so.
I think it's going great.
Get off my plane.
I mean, Pablo's going to feed me lines I don't understand. I'm not certain if they're funny. I don't think that's a good choice. I mean,
we are having an open audition here in front of everybody. And so far, you're seeing the Chris Cody experience. FAU, Proud Owl.
Andrew Luck looks like he switched from coffee to a mushroom-based tea, and it absolutely changed his life for the better.
Both the Codys will be at the Final Four
Proud alum.
On the sponsorship of Sheets and Giggles.
Weren't they supposed to be at the last game?
I'd like to negotiate. I really don't understand what's happening here because we got more and more people than we ever have. I think we've got more than 50 employees now. There are people on the Slack saying, yes, we've negotiated all of this with FAU. It's done. We're going to get Chris Cody there. And then I hear that you're not there. You're not
this
even,
one's not on us, though. We are. I'm following all these Slack channels. Like, we have tried to get me on, I don't know what we're like on the bench, near the bench, and it's on them at this. Like, we have done the usually, Dan, you're right. Usually, we drop the ball on this stuff, but this one, I kind of get from their side of like, hey, this is only the biggest game in the history of our school, so maybe we don't want your hijinks, but it's we've done our part.
But you're going to Houston to get content for what?
For the Greg Cody Show with Greg Cody, and for just content.
But why would the company pay for you to do something for the Greg Cody Show?
Well, I'm already there. That's the point. Yeah. You're getting me there on another dime. The company's not paying for that.
Right.
So it's honestly...
Well, what are you doing for this
honestly,
show?
Honestly, for the company to ask me... For this show to ask me to do something, I'm not being sent there by this company. So technically, I'm willing to because, look at me, team guy. But I'm saying, you're coming at me like I owe the show something. I'm being sent there, not a part of the show.
You're paying.
On another dime.
Right.
Okay.
How does that help the show as the executive producer of the show, the position that you're aiming for? How does that help our show?
See, once again... If it wasn't for another show, I wouldn't be in Houston.
Right. Exactly. I'm going through the same thing with the Miami Herald. You know, the Miami Herald is not sending me to Houston. Sheets and Giggles is. You know, it gets complicated.
A sponsor. Well, it's not complicated. You stole a sponsor from us to do work that's not for us.
Well, they left you.
For Greg.
Right. I mean, I don't want to put it in delicately, but, you know, they left you. They dumped you.
And you're just sleeping with the ex. You're just sleeping with the ex.
Baby.
Greg Cody into affairs, huh?
Yeah, well, you know.
Sloppy seconds.
Yeah. And you know it. Hey.
Paul George looked like your brother's friend, Devin, who everyone just calls D.
That's UConn.
Oh, okay. The Huskies.
UConn has
my show today, baby.
Advanced. Gonzaga is gone. That was the most impressive performance I've seen in the tournament. What UConn did to Gonzaga, number 3, gone.
LaMelo Ball looks like the kid in a Mountain Dew commercial that is amazed that his grandmother can skateboard after just one sip of Code Red.
That was a great one.
It hurts.
That was a great one.
It hurts. I would have been fine with that winning the tournament. San Diego State is in the was in the Sunday game. San Diego State, this advancement, both Tony and Chris were really objecting. Well, you know what? They were disagreeing, Stugatz, because Tony's one of the few I've seen defend the call that sent Creighton packing.
Oh, I thought it was a good call.
It's 100%
yeah.
a foul.
Yeah. You guys, 100% you a foul. Thought it was a good call?
It is 100%
when
a foul.
When you saw the slow no. motion from the angle behind, you can
yeah, because
see
because I'm not
the-
on the court. If that was me getting tugged from my waist on a floater to end the game, it's a foul.
You got
to
swallow that whistle there.
No, Chris, I absolutely. It took a couple of reviews and slow motion for me to see it, but once I saw it, it's a foul.
Right, like, but it's like. It,
that, but I don't care, but I'm giving that advantage as a viewer. That was a great argument, by
I'm
the
just,
way.
I hate that. I just hate that argument. It's like I'm watching the game.
It affects the shot. It impacts the shot. It has to, of course.
Your momentum is taking you forward, and right. then he's bringing you back in the middle of a shot. It's a
they
foul.
They play that entire game, and they're tied. And it's just like a semantics call that at any other time in the game could have been called, or it couldn't have been called. It's not like I get what you're saying. When you slow it down in the like, yes, you see the arm, but in fast time, you just don't. Let's not decide the game this way. It's a tie game. You played all this time, and it's like we're just like. Gonna like this subjective call that might not get called another time is gonna decide
Chris,
the game.
It's the same thing as what's a catch, right? When you see it in slow motion, ooh, did he have his foot down? Is the ball moving? When you see it in real speed, it's a catch. The same way you see it in real speed, it's a foul. He pulls him back.
We criticize referees so much and, you know, call the game. If it's a foul in the first quarter, it should be a foul in the fourth quarter. This referee actually made in real time. Okay, made the right call, made a great call, and yet we're still blasting him because the game didn't finish the way we wanted it to finish.
He got bailed out, this ref, by the fact that there's you see this stupid little arm flail out. I don't care what you guys say. I don't want that game decided at the free throw line.
It's the same game. Call with Zay Wong where he goes into the lane, pushes off a little bit, and then he hits a shot and they call an offensive foul. Like, those get called.
I mean, a left arm in the midsection as you're rising to shoot is a foul. It just is.
A lot of people feel,
look at us debating sports.
A lot of people feel like Chris Cody does on this one, that
real hoopers know.
They want the players to decide it, not the officials. I would just like for the step back, wider view of the people who have produced today's radio show that doesn't move as fast as a college basketball game are objecting to a snap judgment made in a moment at the end of the game by a human being in a game that's hard to officiate. And we will rain down judgment in the last 5 seconds
Get
of that game.
Get off my plane.
Because we think from our couch we could do a better job of seeing things. Because, look, I just saw it in slow motion on the seventh view, and there were tug shorts there. And I'd prefer that game just go into overtime. Because, and I want to remind you, as this becomes more and more of a business, it's all made for television entertainment. So I don't care whether San Diego State advances or Creighton advances. Just give me more game. Give me more drama. Give me more madness. Give me more March. Tug his shorts. Tug his shorts. Cheat a little bit if you need to. And dare the human being referee to be willing in those seconds to take the burden of, you idiot, you just decided the Final Four because you were referee guy who had to get in there. And, well, you saw the tug shorts.
He was doing his job, I mean.
That's correct.
Yeah.
His job is not to get us more basketball. Our job is to complain that he didn't get us more basketball.
You wanted five more minutes of 54-54?
I mean, want more stakes. Right. Stugatz.
If they did that, if they called that, if that call didn't go in UM's favor, same scenario, we'd be outraged. We would.
Stugatz, there were calls. He just mentioned one of them on Wong at the end of that game. These games are being decided by nothing. The whole thing is an exercise in total silliness when you consider it's minor league basketball. And at the end of games, it's being decided by nothing. We're saying, yep, that's the measurement. They're better. Yep, I've decided they're better. San Diego State beat Alabama. My guess is that they're pretty good. Let's play San Diego State here is represented. They're still in the tournament, represented by?
Brandon Staley looked like he can never remember if he turned off the oven before he left the house.
Creighton is gone. That means this is gone.
Andy Reid looks like someone who looks at your chicken wing bones and says, there's still meat on those.
You guys don't think Andy Reid was acting yesterday, right? He was asked about Jordan Love and had no idea who he was.
Oh, I think that's legit. I don't think he knew.
How would he know? He never plays.
But
yeah,
we forgot about him.
I'm sure he evaluated him at some point. And he was just like, wait, who's that? Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've heard of that guy.
we're all watching football, though. We all know who Jordan Love is. How, I mean, Andy Reid has played against Jordan Love. Has he not? Like, how does he not know the name Jordan Love? And it's not like, that's not in the news recently. Is he not following football?
I don't think Andy Reid's watching news anymore.
Bring it down tape.
Seven kinds of cheeses.
He's earned that, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't need to pay attention to what's going on in the world. Just go put on your Hawaiian shirt, have a cheeseburger in paradise. That's it.
What does he care? He has Mahomes, I mean.
And seven cheeses, which sounds delicious, in his personal mac and cheese.
Oh, it sounds great. What are the cheeses, do we know?
I don't have them on me. I haven't even heard some of them.
Wow.
I don't recognize the cheeses.
Sounds like Andy Reid, Jordan loves cheese, huh?
I like that one.
All right, both of Jordan you Love. Go sit out there.
Jerrible.
See ya.
You for enabling it, him for making the joke. March Sadness brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. This is a good one. Miami is still in the tournament. That means this 5 seed. Quit whispering stuff to Stugatz and get the f*** out of here, Billy.
Tyler Hero looks like he claims Machine Gun Kelly has done more for hip-hop than Dr. Dre.
Your insistence on anarchy around here and disrespecting the rules is something that's going to further get bigger punishments. I'm going to start. Cat. People who do not leave when I tell them to leave on the penalty box are going to start having to go to the DMV, wait in the line without a reservation, only to say to the worker, you're doing a great job, and then come back here. I'm going to start making people do that if you don't get out of here.
I agree with that.
When I've told you to get out of here.
They are doing a great job, the DMV.
Yeah. Number two, Texas is gone. That means this is gone.
Tom Izzo looks like he calls his star player the son I never had, even though he has 4 sons at home.
Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. Wherever you're starting, there's thousands of classes to get you moving. Whether that's beginners or advanced rides, feel-good live DJ rides, or artist-themed rides, they've got something for you. Peloton bike instructors keep you motivated from day one. They'll show you the basics, help take the guesswork out of your workout, and encourage you to build from there. And now with Peloton Entertainment, you can keep moving and watch your favorite TV shows and live sports as you ride. Perfect for those days when you don't want to miss a thing. And if you don't have a bike, take a dance class, take a core class, take Pilates, take a stretching class, start a program with Andy, do a core program with Emma. You can do it all at Peloton. You can get a Peloton row, and you're not even going to get wet because it's inside your own house without water. How'd they do it? I don't know. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at onepeloton.com/bike rentals. Terms apply.
Don Levitard.
How do you know it's haunted? Yeah. Like,
well, I saw ghouls.
Oh, okay.
Multiple ghouls. How
many? That'll do it, yeah.
I saw the face of one ghoul. Huh. I had a ghoul scream in my ear once, and I had a Marilyn Monroe painting that kept moving around the house. Haunted. Wow. Haunted house.
Yep.
Huh.
Stugatz.
Usually when I think there's an intruder, I'll walk down the hall and I'll just loudly say, take whatever you want. Just leave me alone.
No
please.
Fear. Of course.
Okay. Just take it. You are welcome. I have insurance. Well. We can all get out of here unscathed. It'll be perfectly fine. Take whatever you want. I wrote down all of the VIN numbers. We are good. We're good.
I love the idea.
Really impresses your
look,
wife.
There are clubs in the garage. Just a couple steps to your room.
We have some bottles of water if you're thirsty.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
We have been remiss here in not getting to Stugatz's top five. These are top five things. Basically, this is a abbreviated version, but top five things that Stugatz has ravaged his body with in his 20s that he's now regretting. After all of these years, we've been talking about how broken he is. He's flying back and forth to Chicago every week. He's not a young person anymore. He hasn't necessarily taken care of himself the way that one would have to be traveling this much, and he feels physically beat up.
Yeah, I had no idea that as you get older, traveling becomes increasingly stressful. It wears on you, like the wear and tear on you. Just walking through the airports, O'Hare especially, is the biggest airport in the country, and I'm exhausted. But the things I did in my 20s certainly did not help. I can tell you that.
And we have a top five here of just things, bad decisions you've made in your 20s. Is there, how do I present this to the audience? Just bad shit Stugatz did a long time ago.
These are the top five things I did in my 20s that probably make me feel the way I do today.
All right, number five.
Natty Lights. There was a time back in the early 90s where you can go to the state liquor store and buy like 100 Natty Lights for like $20. And boy, did I buy a lot of Natty Lights. I mean,
the flats.
Now yeah. I do that with Miller Lite.
Number four,
heaters. There was a time back in the 90s where you could buy two packs for what, you know, for $17. Today, one pack is $17. It actually helps. It does, with cigarettes being so expensive. But back in the early 90s, you could buy a carton for like, you know, $27. And I bought a lot of cartons.
Which decade did you smoke the most heaters in?
Ooh, oh, wow.
This morning, Dan.
I was playing lacrosse in the 90s. The 80s weren't great.
Is the lacrosse thing pro or con?
He's probably trying to keep the lungs. He's probably running a lot, not playing with a cigarette.
Yeah, they canceled each other out. Like I would smoke, but then I would run. Now I'm just smoking. This morning, Dan.
Number three,
Store 24. A 24-hour convenience store that just never stopped. Anything you need, and I ate everything out of that store. It wasn't what I bought. It wasn't the beer. It wasn't the heaters. It wasn't the drugs we purchased outside of that store because it was open all night. It was the hot dogs, the nachos, the cheese, all the meals, the ramen noodles, all of it. Store 24. There were times where I wish I went there and it was closed, but then it wouldn't be called Store 24. It was always open.
I used to crush these burritos, like the refrigerated burritos that you just throw in the microwave.
That's not true. Oh, don't tell me that's true.
I did it. Come on. I had a time with those.
Come on.
There's a 7-Eleven nearish my house that I have thought about going, and I was like, man, it'd be easier to just go here for like $1.25 and get like a slice of pizza or a hot dog and go through the whole process of cooking. I could feed the whole family for like
$10.
Yeah,
what
less than that.
What are you doing? Your whole family could eat like kings for $10.
The hot dog on the roller that's like an ironing board that's just sitting there rotating.
But it's constantly moving, so nothing bad can grow on it.
Yeah, of course. Put it on the poll. Yep. Have you ever done your grocery shopping at a gas station?
That's more expensive. Because you're paying for the convenience.
It's what you've just described.
No. Let's be clear.
What
he means
getting a hot dog for everybody in the family and being like, here's $5 and a hot dog, it's dinner.
No, that's how they get you, right? Because the hot cooked meals that are ready to go are very cheap. Now, exactly. If you want to go buy like a pack of ramen noodles or something that's not prepared, you're paying like $17.50.
Mm-hmm.
Number two,
LSD.
What could be worse than that?
I don't need to explain that.
Can't wait to get there. Number one.
The unnecessary fifth year I took in college. That fifth year was spent not in college. That fifth year was spent following the Grateful Dead, telling my parents I was in college.
Heady play.
Oh, it was fantastic.
You got it done in five.
What a year I did. I left myself a credit short. I would call my dad. I'd tell him, hey, because back then, early 90s, payphones only. And I told him, hey, I'm in the Goddard Library. I wasn't. I was at Laguna Beach in California.
Van Wiener.
I mean.
On the other side of the country.
Yeah, he didn't know.
I am telling you, that year and that year alone, Dan, I mean, the other four are just in second. That year got me. I am still paying for that year. I'll pay for that year till the day I die. In fact, that year is what's going to kill me.
It was a scam. Even you were scamming your dad back then.
Yeah.
I'd love Stugatz's origin story in the fraud museum of like childhood scams, just because he became this way somehow.
Mm-hmm.
He arrives as a formed adult expert at the scam, but he's been running scams
my whole life
for a really long time.
Yeah.
Presumably this is a learned behavior though, right? Like I feel like one of your parents probably was a scam artist as well that you learned this behavior from. So like you could think that you're scamming them when they know that you're full of it because they have in fact scammed you.
Mm-hmm.
They installed the paneling. Because I can see a circumstance under which the parents outsmart Stugatz.
So in the background, your dad never said Why does it sound like Jerry Garcia singing in the Goddard Library?
Never call from the concert. Ever. Okay. Never. Payphone, silence around you, hotel, anywhere. Never call from the concert. That was a rule. Yeah. You didn't know.
I want to ask you guys something from the world of law, because there has been a lane developed, Stugatz, on entertainment that I have found fascinating, which is people who are very quickly, with great legal expertise, analyzing the trials of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, or right now, Gwyneth Paltrow is having a public trial that seems like a blind spot, lacking self-awareness, living in a chamber of scented candles, disconnect from the rest of humanity, that she is either in court getting horribly, horribly bad advice, or getting good advice and totally ignoring it. Because she is on a stand, Stugatz, and she's being sued for $300,000, and she got into a ski accident, and the person suing her evidently has some brain damage. You tell me, because the person suing her, I imagine that person's attorney went home and did the Tiger Woods fist pump on the green of the Masters when Gwyneth Paltrow was asked what she'd lost compared to brain damage. And again, something that is about $300,000. She could have avoided all of this. This is going to cost more than that in attorney's fees if she loses.
Mm-hmm. She's countersuing for a dollar.
This is a waste of her time, because her time is worth more than the $300,000. And what I'm telling you is that the attorney for the opposition, when this answer was belched into America for what she'd lost, was how I'd script it if I was writing it in fiction.
And he has deterred you from enjoying the rest of what was a very expensive vacation.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Uh-huh. Wow.
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 Yep. It's Tiger Woods at the Masters. You're right.
Yeah. What a disaster.
Yeah.
Like that right there wins wins the case. Like, yeah, no, just gonna take $300,000 from you because you're being an asshole. Like you're not aware of some like that. Even if she's 100% in the right, the other guy caught was responsible for the accident, caused it, and is just trying to steal her money because she's a celebrity. You lose any court of law in America or elsewhere when what you say as Gwyneth Paltrow, founder of Goop, who claims to have invented yoga, when this is what you say.
And he has deterred you from enjoying the rest of what was a very expensive vacation.
Well, I lost half a day of skiing.
Wow.
Go to jail.
Hey everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds I'm going to go out there, I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite, because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.
Don Levitard.
If you lob a 30-mile-an-hour fastball to a major leaguer, of course they're going to hit a home run. The worst major leaguer in baseball is going to hit 10 or 12 home runs under that format. Being pitched that way.
So they should be throwing curveballs?
No.
Like, what's your solution here?
It's a fake event. It's like not even real.
Stugatz.
Dad, you had a funeral.
Okay. Those were my deck shoes of long standing. They
real
event, though. To me.
Real shoes? Okay, right, exactly. Right. No. Okay. I am with you, Greg. What's wrong with that?
He got me on that one.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz.
I've told you before, Stugatz, that I love this Esquire feature, What I've Learned, in which they take a famous person who's lived a big or rich life, and sometimes they're not famous people. Sometimes they're neuroscientists who have an expertise in some area, and they just interview them for 3 or 4 or 5 hours and just try and put on one page a lifetime's worth of lessons. And I don't even remember who it is that it was. It was a director of some sort who said just the sentence, I like to start every morning with a cold shower because I know the day can't get any worse after that. And Tony's been...
So start with the worst.
But Tony's been arguing on behalf of, in a way that none of us really understand. I think everyone's making fun of him. Billy is now took off his glasses theatrically and rubbed his eyes.
Because there's a lot going on here. Like, he won't shut up about the stupid cold shower thing.
Cold plunges, more importantly. And like, that's what we need to do as a show to get together, is do cold plunges right before the show. We all get into a cold plunge, 3 minutes, about 34 degrees, and the day will be in
group plunge.
On top of that, though, Dan, I will say this. You were saying that you like this Esquire piece where famous people impart their wisdom or whatever, right? And then we behind the scenes were saying, I'm just tired of famous people thinking they're so special and that they know so much more than everyone else. And then Tony says, exactly. Let me tell you something. You got lucky. You're no more special than anyone else. And then you said cold shower. He goes, that's what I'm talking about. I was right back on board with how smart
this
person is.
I'm plugged in, Dano. I'm plugged in. Because the thing is, famous people, you can learn so much. You got lucky. You did one thing. It's cool. It's great. People like it. That's it. But you got lucky. You're just like Billy. You're just like Jeremy. Maybe not Jeremy. You're just like Chris Cody. Like,
all famous people got lucky?
Got lucky.
A lot of them.
There's 8 billion people on the planet, Dan. Like, people get lucky.
Even if you're not lucky, like, you're good at like one thing, but that doesn't make you like so much smarter than everyone else at everything. You're like, oh, you can play the guitar. Great. Sick, I don't need to know how you bathe in the morning. All right.
I was thinking that with sports the other day, and like the margin of victory is so small in a lot of these things. Like, we look at Tom Brady. He might just be the luckiest athlete in the history of sports. I'm not saying he's not above average. He's probably as good as a bunch of good players have been. You can't tell me that he didn't get lucky. There are a lot of field goal games. Like,
you make your own luck, Chris.
I'm just saying, like, it's interesting. If you really look at sports like this, you look at all these sports, like the Creighton thing we were talking about earlier. It's all such like a, he could call it, he couldn't call it. This, like, it's all luck. All of life is luck.
Yeah, but back to the cold showers and Tony.
That's
thinking.
Not luck. That's hard work.
I think you guys are being slightly absolutist.
Nah.
When you're saying no one's ever achieved anything with merit. It's all.
Only Jordan.
Everyone.
The only one.
Not Brady. I mean, I think, okay, fair enough. Brady
a lot
was,
of close wins for Brady.
Brady was totally lucky.
Okay. 7 times.
None for Jordan. Yeah. Not close wins for Jordan.
7-game series.
Yeah.
Or the shot, flu game, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Back to your cold shower.
Tony's
string.
Ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous. It's something that is proven for longevity of life. Cold showers and doing something that is hard early in the day makes your day a lot easier. When you do cold showers and cold plunges, it boosts your dopamine levels 2 to 3 times higher than baseline.
Dan, you seem like you cold plunge.
I do.
Yeah.
Really? Tell him, Dan.
So does my brother.
Tell him, Dan.
Well, I really hate the cold. That's one of the many reasons I live in Miami.
Does, yeah.
But I really, I live here.
Bona fides.
Because of how much I hate the cold. However, there is an absolute refreshing. I think scientifically people will tell you that what you make happen to your body when you shock it with that kind of therapy makes blood go everywhere quickly and is a healthy way to start your morning.
There's a cold shock protein in your liver that gets released when you do those cold shock things, and it helps your brown fat against your organs. Like, it's really good stuff.
I feel like it would kill my dad.
It is dangerous. Like, if you no, but for real, it is dangerous. If you go like your heart under the cold for too long, it's not good for you.
No,
like,
that's
could,
not true.
Well, you can also hop in and hop out like ice baths. Yeah. These athletes, the reason that they do ice bath type stuff, football players especially, is to make the healing, like to speed up healing. That's why they're doing it. It seems horrible. I would like the idea of Greg Cody doing it though.
Yeah, he don't do that. I'm the oldest person in the room. I take hot showers. I never go in my pool when it's cold. Right. I never take a cold shower. Mm. If my water heater is broken, I won't shower. I will take a hand bath.
What?
I will take a hand bath.
Mm-hmm. You haven't taken. When's the last time you took a hand bath?
Well, my water heater works.
I pay the bill. Exactly.
Or my wife does, you get the point.
Can you explain the hand bath though? So you're just sprinkling a little bit of cold water all over your body?
Yeah.
You
take a sponge or a face cloth, and you know you put it under the water, a little soap, a little pit action.
Right.
You know, molecular region.
Delightful.
You know, and then you're all done. It's great.
Behind the ears.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
The important parts.
Yeah, the important parts. Yeah. It's so, you know what? Right. People are going to take this the wrong way. When you shower, when you have a hand bath, you don't really need to wash the arms and legs. You need to wash the armpits.
I said the same thing about
Chris,
my
private region. That's it. Now I know how it is that your son is unclean and doesn't know, clean himself.
Look at his molecular region, Dan.
Exactly.
What is that? What is the
clean shins?
Please explain to me why you called it the molecular region.
Well, you know, I don't want to be crude.
Scientific term.
I'm using the scientific
phrase.
Freckly
but clean.
Well said.
Chris Cody has said he never washes his legs. He just waits for the sun.
The thighs and I let the soap do the rest.
He's got the
who
idea.
Wants to bend down and wash their legs? Just let the soap run down.
That's right.
I actually prefer a hot plunge. They have them at most resorts.
Yeah,
it's great.
Steam
that
bath. Doesn't do anything though. Hot Sauna. Plunge doesn't do anything.
Just can a, I just, a hot tub. I love a hot tub.
Can I
love a hot tub and then jumping in the pool after? Huh? You feel relaxed? Yeah, Jeremy gets it.
But the pool back to the hot tub's even better. Yeah.
The trifecta.
Oh, it's fantastic. Right.
Can I just say this? And I felt bad because this conversation happened before the show across the hall, and I felt guilty saying it immediately.
No. Say it.
Because of the reaction.
Because I have something to tell you.
So right now.
Will you quit being defensive before he's
I'm
made?
I'm not.
I haven't even said anything. And see how this guy is?
He hasn't said anything yet.
So, because this is what happened, you just said that you like the hot one better, right? And by the way, Tony, I will tell you this, that when you are an athlete, you go and you do the hot and the cold. It's not just the cold.
Correct, but has different...
So it's not just it does nothing. So what happened was he went and he said that hot does absolutely nothing, right?
It has different properties than the cold, but okay, go ahead. Properties.
And what I said before when he was going on this whole thing, because Tony is someone that gives you all this advice that you don't want or need, and you know that most of it is bullshit.
He's a life coach.
So he's stop drinking Coca-Cola
he's
at
a life
in the
coach
morning.
You didn't hire.
Exactly right. And by the way, and this is the part that I said.
He's trying to help.
All I'm trying to do is trying to help a friend.
This is the part that I said that I felt bad about, but I don't anymore, where I said, Tony, I don't see any results to any of these tips that you're giving. You look exactly the same as you've always looked. You look the same as everybody else here. Like, enough with all your tips on how to make everybody better. You look exactly the same.
You know what I do? Because he said that earlier, and I didn't want to strike at that moment, but I wanted to save it for the show. So what I do is when I'm working out... When I'm working out...
That's what Stephen A. Smith does before he's about to like make an
neck stretch.
And gets into the
stretch in.
Like he's getting ready to climb into a boxing ring.
Don't insult Stephen A. twice in a week by comparing him to Tony.
His middle name is
Stephen
Anthony
a move.
As well. Middle name is Anthony. The A is Anthony. Anyways,
we should create the character Tony A.
Anthony Stephen Smith.
Let me turn around and see you, Billy. So what I do when I'm lifting weights is I'll look into the mirror and be like, Billy talks shit about you. And then I start lifting and I go my entire workout and I'm like, Billy thinks that you're weak. Billy thinks that you're the same guy.
It's fuel for your workout.
It's fuel for my workout. Billy just sitting there being like, look at you. You look the same. You never grow. You're not strong. And I'm there like, Billy.
Did you put weights on it? Because you look the same.
Billy, Bobby, let me tell you something. When was the last time you walked into a gym? You're going to have to call Ken Francis for the entire gym with Lamar Jackson.
What is the answer to that question, Billy?
Before COVID? I Peloton
so,
now.
So you're
I don't
talking
need to
about 3 years
right.
of you haven't even looked at a weight. You haven't
have
even
they
looked
advanced
at one.
A lot that I'm not aware of?
No, it's just you don't use them, and I can tell.
Right. I look at weights. I just don't lift them.
Mm-hmm.
I got weights in my house. I look at them almost every day. The big ones, too. You know, the big discs. I don't know how much they weigh. I don't get that close.
You know what I like, Greg? The invention, the dumbbell that you have that you change the weight on it. It's one dumbbell and you lift it.
What do you think they call
it
dumbbells?
That's weak sauce.
Right.
But you stare at the weights?
I do. Yeah. I feel like through osmosis, it helps me. You know what I mean? They're right there in a stack, in a pyramid. The big discs that's like this big, and then the little one, then the little one. And then they're right in the corner of my room where I have my stationary bike. Not a Peloton. Come on, you don't need to spend big money unless Peloton's a sponsor,
which they have been.
It's you know, look, if you want the Cadillac,
great. Spring
you buy a Peloton. Don't right. don't get me wrong,
the Ermaton.
Right. It's the Cadillac of whatever that's called.
Right.
I have a stationary bike. I think
good advertising. The Peloton, no, the Cadillac of whatever that's called.
You know, an exercise bike.
The sponsors
a stationary
will appreciate
bike.
That.
I don't know what they're called, but
Cadillac is a compliment. Right.
Mine is. I bought a Pontiac. Okay, I've got a people associate it with. With bicycles, I think my stationary bike is a Schwinn. Believe it or not, I'm not sure, but I use it as often as I can. And while I'm using it, and I see the minutes ticking away, I'm listening to music at the time, but I'm looking at the weights in the corner of the room, and I feel like it just adds to the whole thing. You know, I'm picturing my legs are getting heavy because I'm picturing the weights are on my pedals. You know, the jumping Charlie's over there looking at what I'm doing, but eventually he just sleeps on the couch. It's a great experience. It really is. And the weights play a part. To your point, Tony, you know, you got to involve weights in your regimen.
Looking at them?
Well, better than not looking at them. Exactly. Better than ignoring them. You know, somebody asked me, are weights a part of your regimen? I can look them in the eye and say, you're damn right.
No, you can't.
Sure
no,
I can.
He can because he's looking at them. He's right.
Thank you.
Right.
Tony's got my back.
The most important part is starting and thinking about starting.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah, it is, because you start building the blocks of like, okay, I'm at the gym for 5 minutes and then leave.
Right.
Then I'm there for 10 minutes. Then I'm there for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes. If you'd start, you'd know.
Do you have words of encouragement written on your mirror? In your
no, I don't. My mirror? My wife wouldn't allow that, please.
Put it on the poll, please, at Lebatard Show. Do you have any words of encouragement written around your house? I wanted to clarify a couple of things from yesterday, Stugatz. It's we love football. Football's important, and everyone listening to this knows that we talk a lot about football. And there are two quarterbacks available right now that generally aren't available. Stugatz came in today and announced for the first time, I'm done with Aaron Rodgers, don't want him anymore.
Wow.
I don't think I said that. I mean.
Close.
It is what he said.
It's getting annoying.
But it is what you said.
Word for word.
Like, it's what you said. What do you mean you don't think you said that?
I'm not intended to say that.
Well, I mean, look it up. I don't feel like I actually said
it before
said
the
that.
Show. Nobody
I'm tired of people mocking me about Aaron Rodgers. You guys wanted me to be excited about Aaron Rodgers when the news broke, and I told you it's the Jets, and the Jets are capable of blowing this. And they still might. It has nothing to do with Aaron. It has everything to do with my organization.
Well,
I just got it done already. The guy went on national radio and said he wanted to be a Jet. He intends to be a Jet, and no one could find Mercedes Lewis. I mean,
it's also late in the show, but like yesterday, the Packers GM came out and they asked him about the fact that Aaron said you guys didn't talk. And he's like, well, that's because he didn't answer us. Like, we reached out, and we just couldn't get a hold of him.
Thank you for saying that way, because I saw on Get Up that Greenberg was also afraid of that general manager's last name. He was calling him Goot, because he didn't want to get near the last syllable.
Goots.
And he was saying, that was an odd... You don't see a lot of this with the legends, where the GM of the team, the guy's been won a championship, he's kind of been... You've had two quarterbacks last 30 years, and he's great, and goodbye is like, well, he wasn't returning our calls.
Yeah.
Like, he says he wants transparency, and we were trying to reach him, and we couldn't reach Aaron Rodgers, which kind of goes the opposite of what he said on McAfee, so who's right here? Like, because this isn't
not the Jets.
This is not what the exit ought to feel like for a legend, where now they're throwing into the mill, kind of a jerk. Like, we were trying to... We're trying to reach our quarterback. He says he wants transparency from us, and we can't reach him.
He's lucky. That's all he is. Guy's good. Guy's good. Throws a couple Hail Marys. Give me a break. Lucky. I could have thrown that pass. 40 yards.
There it is.
Give me a break.
Could have
thrown that pass?
Yeah,
like, okay.
Those are 50
yards.
All of a sudden, you know, Randall Cobb or whoever it was just falls out of the sky and grabs it. Yeah, who cares? Lucky.
Okay.
I want to be as confident about anything as Tony is about everything.
I mean, it's just terrible analysis. Like,
lucky?
I don't.
Or that anybody can throw that
Tom Brady's lucky.
Right.
7 times.
As analysis, I want to salute you, Tony.
Thank you.
For months, we've been talking about Aaron Rodgers all in the national landscape. You have now produced the single worst analysis of anyone talking about it.
What do you
way
mean
to
by
go,
that?
Tone.
That's impressive.
Way to go, Tone.
What was it? That he's lucky or that I could have thrown the Hail Mary? I don't
way
know.
To go.
It could be either.
Hey, everybody, it's Mike, and typically I record these Miller Lite spots in the studio, but I requested that I specifically record this one from my home office because I got a window, and I'm looking outside at those beautiful fishtail palms, knowing that in just a few seconds, I'm going to go out there. I'm going to crack open a can of Miller Lite because while sitting outside by my fishtail palms is usually a good time, I like to take it up a notch and make it a Miller time. That's right, you crack that puppy open, and you don't have to think about what you're drinking for a darn second. A lot has changed over the years, including my backyard. Lots of landscaping being done right now. But the one thing that hasn't changed is the undebatable quality of Miller Lite. You don't have to choose what quality is the best. Miller Lite has great taste, and it's less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Dan, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.